Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am so good. I mean, the drive down, the drive back to Florida was prohibitive, but you treated me like a queen, girlfriend. Thank you so much. It was great to spend some time with some people that I know and love and miss, you know, from South Florida. And just amazing. Between you and Catman, I couldn't have felt more welcome.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So how are you doing? How was your Easter?
Oh, it's been beautiful. It's just been lovely. It's paradise down here in Florida, so we have the perfect weather for Easter, of course. You know, this is our season. So.
Zoom, zoom. Well, the weather here is nice, but it's not quite as warm as I'd like. But having no AC in my car going down to Florida, that was a little bit, you know, shall we say disarming, but it all worked out. And I'm happy to be home, but, you know, again, I miss my friends and family down in Florida. You know, it's been many years and awesome times. And, of course, you know, we had the beautiful blue moon last night. Did you have a visibility for the moon yourself?
We did, through the clouds. I actually got to take a peek at it at one point in time. It was mostly cloudy out here last night, but I did get to see it last night.
Sweet, yeah. And now all my daffodils, my tulips are blooming, my trees are blooming. They're making a comeback after the last ice storm we had, which happened when I was gone here in Roanoke. You can't make
that
stuff.
These are lucky.
You're right. You're so right. But this blue moon chart, to me, is just really a great challenge in so many ways. And
why do you call it a great challenge in so many ways?
Because when you have a cardinal T-square, it's about aspiring to the highest ideal. It's about moving into your spiritual self and your higher self in order to meet the challenge of that which you can manifest. It's a T-square with both Mars exalted in Capricorn and Saturn, the great teacher, kissing the ninth house on the eastern seaboard. And to me, that's like, okay, meet the test, do the work, go for it. What do you think?
Well, I agree, but it's a rebalancing of that test, okay? It's a redirection of people's action. And that's what I, you know, take from this in a very strong manner is, hey, wake up, redirect your actions, do what is the right thing to do. I know that, it, you know, again, with Mars and Saturn, you've got the second most energetic planet, first of all, in the lowest energetic sign. So you've got this pushing and pulling kind of situation where people are feeling frustrated because, you know, the timing isn't right there when they want it to be. But I do think that it's time to redirect, move, test things out, see what will work, and set those stronger foundations towards those goals of your hopes and desires and dreams. I think, you know, I find this, you know, maybe it's because of my Libra sun, I don't know, but I find this to be a real strong rebalancing for a lot of people to where some people who've been doing a lot of work are starting to get a little bit of benefit from it. And in the other way, some people who haven't done the work are called to sit down and really take that check and do that work.
Right, deliberate. I so agree. And I love this Libra moon, huh? Nice.
right on the tail end of Scorpio tonight.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's interesting because Uranus and Venus have been conjunct for a few days, and of course on the blue moon, Venus moved into that first degree of Taurus. And a lot of this, again, has to do with feeling the inspiration with Uranus and then grounding the power in that Venus and Taurus in a new way and to manifest those things that do excite you, do inspire you, do inspire others to seek their path. And that's what you and I both do for a living. Nice.
Beautiful how the universe falls into place the way it should.
Right. But it's hard for us sometimes to fall into place with the universe, but we do our best, do we not?
We do. And every day is a strive to get closer and closer to that unity.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a few callers on hold. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite. Jacqueline, it's Jay calling.
Hey.
How's it going? Hey.
Hey. Great, how are you?
Hey. I was just thinking about you on Friday.
Really? And I'm going like, geez, wonder why I called in.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it happens that way with the universe. So thank you much for thinking of me, Jacqueline. And go like, oh.
I sent you some good vibes, so hopefully you got them.
Well, thank you. Yeah, my birthday about a week ago or so, March 24th. No, thank
so
you.
So what city were you in on your birthday?
Pardon me, what? Pardon me, what's this?
What city were you in on your birthday?
I was in Edmonton.
Okay. Let's take a look and see what you got coming up this year.
Thanks so much. Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting year and also full of possibilities.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me the first two letters of your last name? Because I have you in here completely.
First two letters of my last name? S-A.
Yeah. Got it.
Thanks.
Okay.
Got it. Ooh, I like this. Your son is in the first house, okay? Now, I have to say this because it's 6 degrees. And to me, that's close enough to where it's going to make an effect, okay? A Chiron is basically conjunct your sun in your first house, okay? That's that 6 degrees that I was talking about. So there's going to be sudden surprises for you this year, okay, that are going to direct you closer to your soul. This is a really good thing. What are you launching this year? You're launching something.
What I'm launching, I did a vision board about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and one of them is still writing my poetry, do my drumming, and start, dating too. I'm dating a person right now, and just keep my health up and going too. So that's one of the main things about it. So. And just looking at different aspects of, like, I took a card reading course. It was just fun. And reading angel cards, that was fun. And just developing fun with the intuition. So, yeah. So that's what's happening right now.
Okay.
That sounds great.
Thank you.
I think it's really awesome because Neptune is also in your first house, and it's trining your Cancer moon this year. So you're going to be a little bit more intuitive than what you normally are. But that balance of bringing it out into the public, there's a strong foundation. We were talking about that Mars-Saturn conjunction, and since it's was 4 degrees. It wasn't dead on like it was for the lunar return, but the full moon. But it is in close enough orb to where that point of being out in the public and setting a new foundation as far as the public is concerned and the discipline, what your intuitive abilities are concerned, is crucially important. That T-square that she was talking about comes in and makes it to where you really need to work on getting a new foundation as far as your career is concerned this year and putting your passion out to the public. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I hope I'm looking at the right chart here, but what I'm seeing is that Mars and Saturn are sitting on your south node right now, and you kind of had to empty yourself to be filled, and I think that that's coming to you. And with the Mercury retrograde very close to your natal Mercury right now, this is a time for you to tweak it, and I think you've been doing that, and you're doing that with your I Am presence, which is spectacular. And what I'm seeing is that Uranus is sitting on your Jupiter. And so because of that, you really do want to be excited by someone who has the same kind of enthusiasm and view of the universal view that you engage every day. And so I'm thinking that that's great. Now, with Jupiter retrograde right now, it's going to be moving retrograde, and it's in your 12th house of the Edmonton chart. And so because of that, this is a wonderful time for you to really talk to people spiritually, even if they don't put the first foot forward, for you to put the first foot forward. Say, you know, I noticed this about you. I noticed that about you. Just step in and do it kindly. Do it intensely but quietly. But that's where I think it's going to be for you. Chiron's sitting on your Mars right now, and your healing energy is just spectacular. And Neptune is sitting on Chiron in your chart as well. So you want to help other people to heal, body, mind, spirit, all of it, don't you?
Well, for sure. I mean, it's always really neat to see people who can do it for themselves. You know, always we have to, I don't know, sometimes we're forceful as teachers and spiritualists that, you know, you guys got to heal and stuff, and boy, sometimes we have to get in the way of their own experiences too. So, and just observe. So it's just an interesting process for both people, I feel.
Absolutely. You always try and take the high road. You try to do everything in your power, you know, to really illuminate and use your artistic talent to help people to at least get into, I want to say, a new phase or a new experience. And I just think that's going to be so honored in this cycle for you.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a lot of work to do in this. I mean, sometimes you get really discouraged and if it's, the process is really worth it. So, yeah.
Trust the process, because this is all a matter of faith, okay? Everything is working in your favor, but it's working in your favor more behind the scenes than the physical manifestation that you want to see at this point in time. So it's a matter of working with it and trusting the faith, okay? You're getting ready to have Jupiter come into your first house, okay? And when that happens, then you're going to start to see the physical manifestation. But right now, the universe is saying, hey, trust us. We're making the changes. Because this solar return, that Chiron that I was talking about, is on your Mars. So it's naturally doing its shifts and changes on its own, making its natural oscillations. All you just have to do is have that faith and go along with what they're guiding you to do.
Yeah. Yeah, just, I find that right now, I'm not in a lull or anything like that. I'm working pretty hard, so right now I'm just a little bit tired, but had an interesting talk with a friend last night and talking about spiritual stuff and things, so it's got me kind of thinking about what's going on. And I think I feel that right now it's about relationships to myself. with a lot of things. And people and friends and things. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Setting yourself free to be thee is where you need to be. You know, I mean, you have such a beautiful chart. You have so many beautiful gifts, and you give them so freely. And you do make a difference. Sometimes you have to remember that you're planting seeds that will bear fruit in their season. And although you don't see the immediate result, I still feel that, feel good about what you contributed. Know it has value. It is worthy, my dear friend.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's been quite the year, so be full of surprises. So should be next, should be interesting year coming up. So I know I feel this is a manifesting year, and just go for it. I got to go for it. Whatever time I have left on this earth is just go for it. So
that's it.
More power to you.
Go for it. Do it.
Yeah,
be Nike.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's so true.
Keep in touch with us. Post with us more often because we miss you.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, you know what? I'll send you some stuff I did with paintings, and I did my vision board. Hope I do that.
Oh, I'd love that. Oh, I would love that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll send it to you right away. Okay.
Excellent.
Right after,
I'll be watching
right after
for
the
it.
Show. I know you will. I'll do it right after your show. So thank you much again for the insight, as usual. You guys do great reading, so thank you again. And hope that sage is serving you well.
All right. Thank you. Many blessings to you, friend.
Hey, thanks, Jacqueline. Thanks
night.
For thinking of me. Thanks
Take
every
care.
Day.
Good luck.
Take care. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. You're such a sweetheart. Oh, my goodness. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 540-525. You're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite and Jacqueline. It's Kara.
Hi, Kara.
Hello, Kara.
Doing well.
Well, I saw a picture of you on Facebook floating in a pool somewhere. Where are you?
Oh, that was years ago. I'm just reliving my tropical trip.
That was really cool. I love the picture.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm such a tropical girl, and I thrive in those environments. And I'm just, you know, kind of like, how do I get there permanently? I came to keep having things that hold me here, and that's fine. And I'm really trying to live in the now. But I just want to make sure that I'm on the right path and I'm living my dharma or in the right direction.
Okay.
And just whatever
you... What question did you have for us tonight?
See. Well, I really don't have one because I'm just having so many mixed emotions and the moon energy is really affecting me. So just kind of wanted to see what you guys are picking up.
It would affect you. You have a Libra moon conjunct Pluto. Of course it'll affect you.
Right, there were tears.
Yes. So, great epiphanies can happen during this period of time. This is really for you to look at what you want to create, what you want to manifest, and not fear it, okay? It's all about that. That trumps right through, and the moon has been going right through your second house, okay, which is all your self-worth and looking into all of that. And so it's a re-examination of really what do you value in your life? What do you want to envision? Or what direction do you want your life to go?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Aphrodite.
I totally agree. Pluto's sitting on your Venus, okay, or it's close. It's like within 5 degrees. So you want to empower that which you love and create a strategy to create it, okay? Now, that being said, even over the next 6 weeks, with Mars marching through Capricorn, where it's exalted, it's going to connect with your Venus. It's going to give you an idea of how you take action to really live the life you love, But it moves through there very quickly, so it's going to give you inspiration. But to manifest it, probably Saturn has to be closer to your Venus. So you're looking about a year and a half out. Okay? So this is a great time to create the strategy, appreciate, like you say, in the now, what you're doing right now, and the value you bring to the plate. But know you can create more of a long-term strategy. If you want to go to the tropical you know, orientation, that may be your timeline. It might not be today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
And Jupiter's retrograde opposing your Mars right now. So because of that, you want to be purposeful every day. You want to feel like you accomplish something every day, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And right now you are having that, but it's still not as fulfilling as you want it to be. But know there's stepping stones sometimes to get to that plateau where you feel your bliss. Just work your game. Just work your game, babe. You're doing good here. The Mercury retrograde, I don't think this Mercury retrograde has been as difficult as some I've been through, although I've had my challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But at the same time, it is in Aries, which is the I am presence. Okay. It's about redetermining who you are now. You're trying to live in the now with the girl you've been. Can you see yourself in the now with the girl you want to become? And this is a challenge you must face. Okay?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And you can do that,
okay.
You know, just spend a little bit more time with self, okay?
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Thank you,
I always
ladies.
Love talking to you. You're always so spiritual. God bless you.
Thank you. Do you mind if I stay on?
No. I'm going to put you right on hold so you can listen. Such an amazing chart. Okay, let's see who's next here. All righty then. Somebody from your neck of the woods, Jacqueline.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. Hey.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies. Happy Easter. It's Stacy. Well, what did I have to say? Pretty much the same thing. Around the middle of February, after that part-time job, I had got another job, which only lasted till the beginning of March. And it's not just me. There was a lot of turnover. The trainer left, so there was nobody there to train me. So they hired somebody with experience instead, and I got with them. So now applying. You know, I had an interview the other day. I guess it was Thursday. And I guess they didn't, they told me we're doing second interviews and they seemed interested, but I guess not that interested because they've been having a lot of interviews. So I just wonder when a break would come in already. It's crazy.
Okay. Let's take a look at that for you.
The day after Christmas, 1967. Oh, my God. I thought 2018 would be better, but it just seems like it's, you know, the same thing.
Right. Well, don't let it accumulate in your mind, okay? To look back that far and have a, you know, let that hold you back, try not to do that right now. There's a couple of interesting things that are going on. Mars is moving through your sun in Capricorn right now. And, and it is in square to your Saturn. So for you to try and get to the right job, not just any job, but the right job where you feel that your experience is honored, that challenge is in your chart. But I have to tell you, it is a challenge, and I understand that. And this Mercury retrograde is not really hitting you directly. But you have to realize many of the people that you're interviewing with or that you're applying for, it may be affecting them, okay? It's not a direct hit with you right now.
I still feel affected by Mercury retrograde because it's, you know, even with my mom, she's upset I didn't get the job, so it kind of ruined the whole dinner tonight. You know, we didn't go. You know, I just didn't want to because it wasn't my fault. I didn't get the job the other day. So, It's just bad.
Well, and it's a matter of patience and looking forward, because it is going to happen, okay? And you have the capability of doing this. My whole point is that with Mars and Saturn, it's a matter of patience, and it's a matter of just moving on to the next thing. This is all about not looking backwards, but looking forwards. What is this for you, okay? Uranus is on your north node, so it's enlightening and awakening you. And I agree with everything Aphrodite said. You throw honor, duty, you throw yourself into your work. And so you have to have the right job, or else it's not going to work for you.
Exactly. When will something open up? When will something open up at least? Because this is, you know, this destroyed my whole today and everything. We didn't do anything today because of it.
Well, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, okay? This is, again, this is an inward time where people are doing reexaminations of things. And even though it's not directly in a hard impact to you as far as a Mercury retrograde is concerned, it is an impact to those around you. So, of course, it's going to affect you.
Mm-hmm.
My point is that sudden changes for your benefit are afoot. Because of that north node, your natal north node conjunct your Uranus, transiting Uranus. So it's a matter of suddenly it's going to be right there. And it's on top of you right now. So it's just a matter of patience is what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, because now I feel guilty because I did, you know, she came down on me, no job, no nothing. So I said, you know what, I'll just stay home. You know, I won't have to go to eat. It's, you know, I won't have to go to eat. I'll just stay home. So that's what I did. So I look like a bad one because I wasn't into celebration because I didn't want to get belittled that I didn't get the job the other day. And how it's been going on for a couple of years with the jobs, you know, it's really affecting.
And here again, it's a matter of not taking that guilt on, not letting that get to you, and knowing that you're trying your hardest and that it's easier and it's more peaceful if you didn't go and let it be. Once you're settled.
So you're sure I didn't do anything bad by alienating and just sitting at home?
No.
No, not at all.
She looked at it was bad. She looked at it like I was the bad one because it's supposed to be family, you know. And I said, what is it when I'm getting belittled? You know, I can't help if I didn't get hired. You know, it's not my fault. I went in. I got there early, you know, because it's not just this interview. It just, you know, it's been a month since the other thing ended, and it wasn't my fault because there was turnover. The trainer quit. It was a bad element, but she's like, well, it's not normal for these jobs not to last or me not getting another one. So that's why I just stood at home. So you don't think I did anything wrong because I'm feeling the guilt too.
Stacy, other people's opinion of you is none of your business. If you know you're doing your personal best, just continue. Mm-hmm. Don't let that get in your craw. I mean, you have done everything. I mean, we've been talking to you for a long time now, and every time we talk to you, you are out there. You're putting out the resumes. You're doing everything in your power. Don't let somebody else's opinion of you diminish your efforts. That's not fair to you, honey. That's not fair
to
you.
I know, but why did she... Did she do this before the weekend? I said, you shouldn't have criticized me, you know, Friday. You shouldn't have criticized me. It ruined my whole weekend. No.
She shouldn't have criticized you at all. She should have recognized your efforts, my dear.
That's what I'm saying, because she said to me beforehand, don't worry if you don't get it. I know it's not your fault because, you know, it just sounded like the lady had everything scheduled. I'm scheduling a lot of people. We need, you know, she just didn't sound right, my good instincts. And I told her, you know, something just doesn't sound right. She was scheduling all these people, this and that, and the phone interview went well. But she was like, oh, well, we'll decide on second interviews. Are you working that week? Or are you working next week? I said, well, if I get something, I am. you know, I can't, you know, I would like to go on a second interview if I'm available. That's what I told her.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, because I didn't want to sound like, you know.
You were trying to set some boundaries, and I appreciate the integrity of that. Yes, that was good, Stace. That was good. Okay. Well, you keep us posted, and I will keep you in my thoughts and prayers. And just keep, like Jacqueline said, exercise patience, stand on your own integrity, and know you're doing everything in your power, and you're okay. All right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. I still want to listen to the show.
Okay, sure. I'll keep you on hold, baby. All right.
Okay,
all
thanks.
Right, bye. Wow. Kind of scary. Anyway. Okay. So are we ready for the next one? Another one from your neck of the woods, Jacqueline.
Okay.
Area code 561714, you're on the air.
Hey, Jacqueline and Aphrodite, it's Charles. Happy Easter.
Oh, Easter.
God bless you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to your little punk guy. I hear him in the background.
Yes, he only barks on the phone. But good to talk to you, Aphrodite. Sorry I missed your visit to South Florida because it would have been good to see you.
It was a little bit crazy when I was down there, and thank God for Jacqueline. She saved me. Okay, it was a bit ambitious, and I had car issues and all this stuff, but she, you know, she was marvelous. We had a wonderful time reconnecting and all that. She was working, I was working, so it all worked out. But, yeah, I miss seeing you, so hopefully I'll be able to see you in October.
I hope so, too. I'll look forward to it. So I have a question. My question tonight is job-related. First of all, I'm lucky to have a job. As you know, that was an issue for a while. So now I have one, and it's out of my area of expertise, and it's pretty challenging. And I just wonder how long it's going to be this challenging and if I'm headed in the right direction. You know, I'm concerned about losing employees, and I'm having a difficult time even hiring for the openings I have now. You know, if it was in hospitality, it'd be one thing, but, you know, I'm running an animal charity that provides low-cost veterinary care to low-income people. So,
which is wonderful, just, yeah.
Absolutely, just a lot of variables that I'm not used to.
Well, I'm going to tell you a couple things I see here. And the first thing that I see, of course, Jupiter's retrograde right now, and it's sitting on your part of fortune in your Palm Beach chart, which just means it's not the time to move on, okay? It's a time to look at your resources. And you have to remember that, again, it, as you know, it's not about you, it's about them. And I'm talking about the animals. I'm not talking about the people, okay?
Right. Okay.
And that's why you're really feeling this very strong, because I know you. You love small children and animals, don't you? Yes.
Yes, I sure do.
So my feeling is that there are certain expectations that other people are putting on you right now, not because of what you're doing, but what happened before you got hired is what I'm seeing. Am I right about that?
You're absolutely right. The woman who founded the organization actually swindled a fortune. She died in November, but the group of people she founded it with swindled almost $2 million.
Whoa, that's what I'm seeing. Okay.
So I was brought in to, I don't know, put honesty and, you know, to run it like a business, because it's a worthwhile operation and provides us wonderful service in the community.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I've told them what I think. I think that, yes, it is a bit ambitious, and I think it's a bit overwhelming for you, but you've been brought here for a purpose and a reason, and you do have the capabilities, even though you don't think you do. You do have the capabilities. In your solemn return this year, Mars is conjunct your Sun. So it's all about you putting it out there, okay? And putting it out there, and putting it out there, and putting it out there. Is it a little nerve-wracking? Absolutely. But you can do this.
you have the capability of making it happen. It's just so, it just has to keep working every moment of every day. Again, things are changing every moment of every day of the situation, and you've been brought in for this purpose to make that change. So trust that you're in the right place at the right time for the right reason, and go forth with it, and don't let it get you overwhelmed. It will happen piece by piece. All you got to do is your
okay.
best every day.
And you are right, it is overwhelming. I'm having to pull on everything that I've learned through my work life. I'm pretty much using on a day-to-day basis where I am. It's okay.
And you're right on time with Jupiter retrograde in Scorpio. Yes. It's a 12-year cycle. So everything you've done for the last 12 years can serve you when you contemplate. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Okay.
So you're doing the right thing as far as
soon?
What you're doing with your own spirituality. Well,
okay, well that's
it's going to be a challenge for a bit. It's going to be a challenge until July, July 10th, when Jupiter actually turns around and goes direct in its orbit. What you're doing is you're recreating their resource, and that's what Jupiter wants to do. So you're using everything you have learned in your integrity, and you're trying to bring them back to life. And it's going to be a process until July. I can guarantee you that. But I know you, and if you believe in this, you're going to do a spectacular job. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for believing in me. Yeah, I can do it. I'm sure, but some days are just at the end of the day, it's just one big question mark. Like, did I do everything I should have?
It will be that way for a while. That big question mark, and the answer is, okay, God, here it is. I did my best. You let me know. What's the next thing to do? And let it be. Walk out, close that door, lock that door, and go home without another thought of did you do the right thing?
Okay. That's actually it. I like that. I can do that.
You know, appreciate what you're bringing to the table and know it's going to take a certain amount of time to convert this. And
okay. You're
using your own resources, your personal resources, as well as resources at your command right now, and it will pay off. Jupiter always brings good things to their children. It's just that way with Jupiter. So know
okay. You're
in a reconstructive phase that will work out fine by July. Wait it out.
Okay, I'll do that. Just one more thing. Do you think anybody there has it in for me? Do you think anyone there that I work with really wants to see me fail?
That's an interesting question.
Because it's hard to know who to trust and who not to trust. I really almost don't trust anybody. It's hard being, you know, alone in a business of 30 people. So I just wonder if anyone's out to get me.
I think the most important thing for you to do right now is to speak to everyone with optimism about
okay. What
you're trying to engage here, okay? Shield yourself if you feel that's necessary. But at the same time, even people that don't necessarily think that they're on your side initially, speak to them. Mercury's retrograde in Aries right now until the 15th. Speak to them and say, I'm so
okay. Glad
you're part of our team. And this is what I envision. And I am going to do my best to make this happen. And treat everyone like an ally, even if they're not. And shield yourself at the same time, and you'll be safe. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. My pleasure. I love you, Charles.
I love you more. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, God bless.
Bye.
Take care. Sweet night. Happy Easter.
You too.
Amazing. It's such a wonderful charity he's involved in. Don't you agree, Jacqueline? for his Pisces
moon? It's a great thing for
him. Wow. It is. I'm so blessed him with that. It's just so amazing. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
I'm sorry. I was cleaning out a closet and I put the phone down and I was saying, oh, no, where's my phone? I'm sorry. Well, ladies, happy Easter. This is Ellen.
Hey, Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How are you tonight?
Happy to you.
I will say things are fine. They're okay, but I want them to be perfect. How's that? Would you mind taking a look at my my transits coming up or whatever, and tell me what hits you as important over the next couple of months?
Are you May 26th?
Yes, I am.
And do you still live in New York?
Yes.
Got it. All righty then. Let's take a look. Wow. You are in a grand trine with Uranus. That is a good wow, yeah. You're a grand trine with Uranus right now. Oh, my goodness, girl. And it's getting tighter for the next 30 days. This could be really good for you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I agree that there's sudden changes coming as far as shifts in perspective, shifts in relationship coming to you at this point in time. This is really, like you're talking about, for your benefit. It is a grand trine with your moon and Pluto and Jupiter. Okay? So this is a great time to live in the moment and live in the now is what I'm going to say about it. Things are moving a little slower than what you'd like. But stay present and stay focused in what your true heart's desire is. Because it's really going to reveal certain things over the next 30 days that are going to be like little epiphany almost towards your hopes, desires.
I so agree.
Mm-hmm. So this is a good time to envision what you really want in your life and allow the universe to take care of the rest.
Okay.
Don't get into the wimp space, okay? Right now, on the last, blue moon we had last night, okay, the moon was right on your ascendant, okay? It's squaring your Venus in Cancer, and that's your insecurity quotient. Use your higher mind to overcome your insecurities right now, as Jacqueline kind of pointed out, because you have ponderous planets that are supporting your mission right now. So don't let a little bit of insecurity get in your way. Say, okay, well, that's something I need to maybe look at, but I'm okay. Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
You mentioned the trine with Pluto. Pluto scares me, but that's nothing to be concerned about.
Well, yeah, this is your natal Pluto. This is your natal Pluto in Leo. It's in trine to Uranus in Aries, sitting right on your vertex or your electric ascendant, and trine to your moon at the anaerobic degree of Sag. So if you go, you will manifest. Just go. Don't be looking back. Don't be looking for what's wrong. Don't entertain your insecurities. Say, I have a plan. I'm going to do it my way, and a miracle is going to happen right now. Stay there.
Wow.
Okay.
Your
chart is really set up with all this fire in this Aryan cycle, which is amazing because these planets are moving for Aries right now. And it's interesting because the way your chart is set up, you are the kind of person you think and you think again. You always tweak things to make them better, don't you?
Yes.
And right now, you're tweaking right. Do it.
Okay. Thank you for the encouragement, ladies. I appreciate the reading.
Well, many blessings to you. You have a sweet night and a happy Easter.
You too. Bye-bye.
God bless. All right, bye-bye. I love those grand triumphs that are sustained. Now, I'm not the most patient person on the planet, as you know. You know me, Jacqueline. But when I see that, I'm like, all right. So today wasn't a good day. The big picture is still in place.
There you go.
Yes. All right, let's see who's next here. A couple people have hung up. Let's see who's next. Oh, somebody else from your neck of the woods. Here we go. Five, six, one, five, six, eight, you're on the air.
Happy Easter, ladies. This is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
Cindy.
How you doing, girlfriend?
Last night was, I know you're tired of hearing me, but anyway, last night it was supposed to be the big thing. It was after midnight, one minute after midnight, and it was supposed to let everything go as far as what I've been waiting for, and it didn't happen. And can you tell in my chart when the next date might be?
Let's take a look.
And I love what you said to Charles.
Jacqueline told you all along that their timelines are not good, and that's okay.
Yeah.
They're not working on your behalf, but Jacqueline's been telling you all along that these timelines are a little bit more off than we think. But I think they're just trying to keep everybody motivated while they're working on the process. That's okay. That's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Well, on the blue moon, the moon is very close to your Jupiter in Libra. So it's more important for you to take a balanced view than to feel that sense of anxiety or intensity, you personally. Okay, I'm not talking about the issue
mm-hmm.
outside. I'm talking about you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And Uranus is sitting very close to your natal Uranus right now. And it's going to be passing over Uranus in your ninth house of international deals that you're dealing with from the world trajectory, if you will, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we're looking at 30 to 60 days is the maximum here. With Mercury retrograde until tax day, April 15th, whatever you might hear might not be the exact timeline, okay? But I think it's still working on your behalf, but you're just going to have to wait it out. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I think it's time for you to set down the gauntlet and let it go.
I can hardly hear you.
Okay. I think it's time for you to set down the gauntlet and let it go for a while. Okay?
Okay.
I really
yeah.
think that you need to stop focusing on it, stop listening to all the stuff about this. And I think
yeah.
you need to give it to God, the universe, or whatever you want to call that higher power.
Yeah.
And really go and do something for yourself. Let it fall into place at the right time when it is supposed to, instead of pushing the boat. It will happen in its own right time, in its own right place, for the right reason. And you wanting that definitive mark is not going to change anything. So I think you need to distract yourself with other things and let this go and take its own course.
Okay. I listened to a telephone last night, and that's when he said, and I've really kind of been letting it go until then. But anyway, yes, I understand what you're saying, Jacqueline. I do understand. Thank you.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Many blessings. We're on your side. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
God bless.
Bye. So, yep. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you too. Bye. Wow. So are you ready for the next one? This is somebody we both know and love. Are you ready?
Okay.
Good evening.
Well,
hi. 305, you're on the air.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter to both of you.
Anna, how are you?
Love you too.
It's wonderful. Just wonderful. Had a lot of miracles over the past few weeks. And right now.
Awesome.
You know, things to be thankful for. Another chance. I get to go before a judge on April 11th again. And that was a miracle. And everything is sort of like on a lull. I was wondering what my structural stars, or what the structure is right now.
What I see is you're always going to be empowered by working with institutions that are partially government-funded or regulated, and that's secure for many years, okay? And you have to understand that everything that you're feeding into is also going through a restructuring. So try not to take that so personally as you do sometimes, my friend. Right now, your reputation precedes you in all that you do. You've always done the right thing. You've always served in excellence. Trust that you'll be sustained. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Thank you.
What I'm going to say is that this is a time for, you know, you to really look at those foundational shifts of what you want in your life, okay, and start moving forward and not backward. Okay, the universe is making some changes, and that's why you're having some benefits here. Is this because it's saying, look at what you're doing, look at the foundations that you're doing, look at where you're going, and start anew. Okay, this is kind of really cool because it's going to evolve. First of all, over this next year, it's going to evolve into your work and your career. So by the fall, you'll start to feel a lot better as far as your career is concerned and the transformations and changes that are going to be taking place. So here again, the next couple of months, do the due process and trust that it's going to go in your favor.
About my health, I'm truly worried about that.
I don't see a major influence here to be concerned about right now. I think it's important to follow up and do the thing that's responsible for your health. But I'm not, see, and it's going to bring you down here, okay? But you do need to take care of yourself like many of us don't. You know, we're very spiritual. Sometimes we forget about ourselves. And but right now, I think your health is okay, but you need to balance your work and your rest, your anxiety and your peace and meditation. And Jacqueline can tell you more about this because she's a freaking Libra. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
Well, I am. I'm talking about that trust and having faith. The universe has given you signs saying, see, I'm holding you in my hand. Okay, I've got you. I've got this. Okay? Again, it's telling you, trust me, walk in that faith, walk hand in hand with me, and I'll guide you through this, because it's going to move you slowly through these things. With Mars and Saturn conjunct, it's going to move at a very slow pace. Trust that. Don't get caught up in the suddenness of the moment.
I went to the doctor, got some news, going back on Friday to get some tests done, and that's why I'm kind of scared.
Well, I want to know what diagnosis are we looking at? I can look at it right now.
Don't have one. I fear it is your birth sign, if you know what I mean.
It's what?
I fear it is your birth sign, if you know what I mean.
No.
Number 69. Yeah.
I don't see it.
And exactly. And my point is that it is a fear, not a truth.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for this. I appreciate it.
There is no planet sitting on that star of destiny for you. This is about maybe you just taking better care of yourself, my dear. And maybe this is why you're feeling a little fearful. So you know you could do a little better. And I so agree with Jacqueline. You know, this is where you need to be. Start to honor you more, please. Please.
Thank you. I want to say something. Every person that I heard today on your show, I feel is a person of integrity. Every one of them.
Oh, yes.
So I want to wish you
and
everyone the very best and keep on going. Don't give up. It's a test. It's only a test.
Exactly right. We love you very much. Sleep sweet tonight.
Thank you very much, Aphrodite, and blessings for Easter and Jackie, also for you and Catman.
Aw, thank you.
He's such a lover boy. Yes.
Cats are, you know. I love cats.
Sweet night. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, Jacqueline, we're about the top of the hour. Can you tell other people what you're doing right now and teaching and your readings and stuff?
Well, I have several classes going on astrology in Fort Pierce at One Yoga Planet, as well as astrology classes at Spark of Divine in Vero Beach. And also am doing a beginning tarot class in Vero at Spark of Divine. I'm there every Friday by appointment and doing a lot of private parties.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Okay.
My office in Stewart, of course. I'm there every weekend. So I'm all over the place depending on where it is. What are you up to now, Aphrodite?
Well, how can people reach you if they want to do a phone consultation?
Oh, well, yeah, that's kind of a important thing. They can call me at 772-286-2720. So what are you up to now, Aphrodite?
I'm teaching classes here. I do my tarot share in the area where I live in rural Virginia, but you can reach me at 540-400-0110. I do fairs on location. And you can look at my website at www.aphrodite.com. And also, I just want to let you know that we're happy to do this show to serve you. And may you be blessed as move towards spring. It's like a new beginning. This blue moon was a marker. Do it anew. And take bliss in whatever you design. May blessings to all of you. And thank you so much for listening to our show. We want to help you. Jack and I have been doing this for many, many years. And we just love our work. God bless you. Have a sweet night. Good night now.
Good night.
Good night.